axes are a tool for chopping down a tree, for splitting wood, but here's a new use, throwing them at a target.
Wait. Why would you want to throw an axe at a target?
Excellent question. That's exactly what the show's Anika Klein went to find out right in Tempe.
Just think of it like darts. But the darts are axes. You won't find it at a dive bar in the corner behind the pool table. And there are definitely a few extra safety precautions involved.
We just ask that after you throw your axe, keep an eye on it. If it's coming in your direction, simply just step out of the way. Don't try to be a hero, catch it out of midair, anything like that.
Here at Lumberjacks's, and yes, that's a portmanteau of lumberjack and axes, the lanes are set up a little like batting cages with a wooden target at the end.
We start everybody off and highly recommend you throw with two hands, at least to start.
Francesco DiNardo works at the newly opened location, the first in the valley. He's explaining the rules to a group of six guys. None of them have done this before.
Yeah, I've chopped wood before, done things like that, never thrown axes.
Definitely not a professional axe thrower at all.
Shane Hagelin, Jojo Campson, and their other coworkers are here for a team-building event that involves some friendly competition. But before any of them can have bragging rights in a round-robin tournament, there's a helpful practice round. Well, the guys are discovering it's not as easy as it looks. And I'm discovering that the sound of hitting a bullseye is really similar to the sound after a total miss. As the tournament starts, it's time to think about strategy.
Started off a little rough. There's a little skill set to it. You gotta just watch your speed, watch your hand throwing.
JoJo's coworker, Chris Marinick, is also getting into the swing of things.
You want to throw it as hard as you can, but it doesn't work out that way. You gotta just kind of finesse it in there. So it's not as aggressive as you think it'd be. I guess it's kind of like curling on TV, you know, just very gentle.
The sharp axe blade couldn't be further from a smooth curling stone, but Chris has a point about finesse. The axe has to rotate just right for the blade to actually stick in the wood. Just partway through the tournament, and the group skills are sharpening.
That is the beauty of this sport.
That's Corey Deasy, co-owner of Lumberjacks's.
When you get an axe to stick, it's an extremely satisfying feeling to get sharp metal to stick in wood.
Oh, he's on a roll right now.
Corey believes that almost anyone is cut out for this activity, and he thinks it'll take hold as a bona fide sport in the U.S., as it is already in Canada.
And people call me crazy, but I wouldn't be shocked if this makes it into the Olympics in a few years.
But for now, it's all about besting your buddies. For the show, I'm Anika Klein.